Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio today is Dr. Les Olala, co-host of the program and Chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College. Doc, you have been right in the middle of working us through a very interesting discussion on how God prepares effective leadership. And we were looking really at the life of Joshua, and you've had such interesting insights on his life. I wonder if you could just recap for us the four characteristics of the early preparation time that God had for him.
Well, before he led the people into Canaan, there was a pattern of a faithful past that he had. And we saw the examples where he was there. He had a specific call on him, which all of us do in
right.
The Great Commission. Then we find that there was obedience, a constant pattern of obedience. And then there was a constant pattern of walking by faith.
And those four characteristics need to be true in every one of our lives.
Yeah, every day. Every day that we wake up, we have to say, okay, this day I'm going to do as unto the Lord for His glory, realizing I'm going to give an accounting of this day at the Bema, at the judgment seat of Christ for how I've lived as a believer.
And then as we looked at Joshua's past and we saw this call and his life of obedience and his walk of faith, you brought us right into chapter 1 of the book of Joshua. We pick the story up as Joshua gets ready to fulfill a promise that God had made to really the whole nation. He became the instrument that God was going to use for this. And at the very beginning, God meets him, and you took us through three specific statements that God made relating to courage, three calls to courage.
Yeah, the one call to courage was there because of the promise of the land that he had been. The second call of courage was because of the power of the law. And the third one was because of the presence of the Lord. And this is rich when we look at our Christian experience. What gives us the basis to move when God says to move? But it's be strong and of good courage. It's there, but it's still up to us to make that step of faith because we believe what God has said in His Word. And Joshua made that step based on the fact that it was now entrusted to him to work to move God's people into the promised land.
Yeah, and this is what you were talking about in our last broadcast when you were really helping us to see what it meant to have a promise from God about the land. We have promises that God has given to us. And you took us at the very end of the broadcast to Romans 6, 7, and 8, where God has promised us the power of the Spirit to overcome the deeds of the flesh and to mortify the sins of our body.
Yeah, Paul cried, "Who shall deliver me from this body of this death?" Paul was saying, there's a warfare going on within me. Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the victory. So it is a matter now of applying the victory that is won.
In other words, we have the victory, but we still have to fight the battle.
Right. It's not sitting and saying it's done. It's done from God's perspective, and the power of the Holy Spirit is within us. We have to now make the application. We have to say, okay, it's done. I will apply what is true.
What?
Thank God for His grace that work is finished.
And that's a beautiful picture because all of a sudden it helps us to understand why we can have courage because we already know how it's going to end.
Right. We've read the last chapter.
Right.
And the promise is given. This is what He gave you. Moses had the promise, transferred that now to Joshua. Joshua now was given the promise, go in and possess your possession. In fact, various commentaries often have called the book of Joshua possessing your possessions. It's there. You go in and possess it. Victory is promised. Yes, as a believer, we have it. It's already done through the cross by God's grace. We have the strength to do what we have to do. It's already done. But we have to make the step of faith to do it.
Well, another application that you brought out that I thought was very, very powerful was that because of God's promise, not only can we deal with any foes that come up against us, we can also deal with the family issues in our life, in the family of God.
You look at what he had to deal with. Now the land conquered.
And he had to then divide it out.
Yeah, you look, chapters 1 through 12 deal with conquering the land. The chapters 13 through 24 deal with occupying the land, and it had to be divided out. And if you've ever had family members die, and there are wills involved or no wills involved, all of a sudden everybody gets very interested in reminding how close they were to this individual.
Yeah.
That's painfully true, isn't it?
It's painfully true because we get people coming out of the closets who who could have cared less about Uncle Ed for years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're very interested on where his junk is going to be distributed. So,
you know, you talked about the promise of the land and its importance in giving us courage, but that courage also comes from the second call that you mentioned to us.
Yeah, read that in verse 7. We're in Joshua 1. First one was the inheritance of the land in verse 6. Now read verse 7.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
So now we see the power of the law. Now verse 8 expands upon that power. And we, probably most listeners who have been Christians very long, know Joshua 1:8 as well as they know Psalm chapter 1,
right,
verses 1, 2, and 3.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Yeah, that's the power of the law. What will God's word do for us? Where will you get courage? You know where I get courage many times? Hebrews chapter 11.
Hmm.
Many times in leadership positions, I've had to go back and meditate through Hebrews chapter 11. The roll call is the heroes
of the faith.
They were flesh like we are flesh. They were given tasks that made no human sense at times.
Hmm.
And yet God proved himself mighty through their willingness to step and go and occupy what was theirs. And there have been many, many, many occasions when I have been in a crucial spot and I've had to go to Hebrews 11 and review.
Hmm.
Oh, this is what God, yes, okay. This is how God worked. This is the fact. And we get from the Word of God that enablement.
That's a pretty crucial thing, isn't it, for us as believers today, to just be in God's Word every day.
It's wisdom as opposed to personal confidence. That is, I operate on wisdom. Otherwise, I can only do that which is safe, that I can reason, that I can figure out. I don't make any steps of faith. I don't do anything that I cannot handle. But it's interesting that he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, you think, well, don't forget it. Don't let it depart from your mind. This, to me, is that this should be so in me that when people are around me, they hear this word constantly
coming out of my mouth
from God to them. To me, that's modeling. That's example. Mm-hmm. And Ezra chapter.
So you're saying there's a teaching aspect here.
Well, I think very definitely.
From Joshua to the people.
I think so. Otherwise, why would God have said, this word shall not depart out of thy mouth?
Hmm.
Because otherwise, Joshua, don't forget this word. No, don't forget that is people are going to constantly be hearing my word through you. Their confidence is going to come because you're telling them what my will is. And I'm going to give you my word to give to them. And the confidence and the followers is coming. This is what God said.
Boy, that is so crucial for every dad listening to this broadcast today, isn't it?
Oh, it is absolutely essential. You go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and the word is to be modeled by hands and by mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to be on the doorpost. It's to be between the eyes. It's to be bound to the hands, my actions, my vision. Everything is to be saturated with God's word. And we get our confidence. You face your day today. You go into day after day after day. Apart from God's word saturating your soul, you're going to live in fear, not in faith.
Exactly.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing
by the word of God. And your kids are going to see it. I mean, as a dad, if you're not constantly doing what Joshua did and letting the word of God dwell in you richly so that it comes out of your mouth, as you're saying, in words of faith and not of fear, your kids pick that up.
Yeah, and we have to be careful that the only word we don't quote is Ephesians 6:1 very loudly. I mean, they have to see modeled regularly that word coming out of them. What an awesome responsibility.
Yeah.
God has entrusted you with a child, as a dad, as a mom. Now I'm also entrusted with the responsibility to model God's word to them, God's mind. Ezra is a perfect pattern of this, where you remember it says in Ezra chapter 7, verse 10.
Yeah, this book, he prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments.
Yeah, he prepared his heart inwardly,
and
then he obeyed it, and then he did it, and then he taught it. And then we see that is there he He prepared, he pursued, and he practiced.
Wow.
Well, what a lesson that is for dads.
Sure, for all of us.
Preparing hearts, pursuing hearts, and practicing what is there. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be mature, perfect, unto all good works. So there's the power of the law. And then the last one, which is really rich, because of the presence of the Lord. Read verse 9 again, Doc.
Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Courage is fear that has said its prayers.
I love the way you said that. I wrote that down when you said it the other night when I heard you.
And here he is saying, be strong and of good courage. Third time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not because of the land or because of the law, but because I am with you.
Hmm.
I will never leave you. I will never forsake you.
Hmm.
These promises, you may be a listener and feeling as lonely as you could ever feel in this life.
Hmm.
You are not alone. You will never know loneliness. Christ took that loneliness for you.
Hmm.
Because the Father had to turn his back on the Son, and he was left alone bearing our sin. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. On the cross, he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You may feel forsaken and alone in this world. You are not alone, because the presence of the Lord is there. And to me, that is rich, because we see the presence of God. There's a universal presence that we talk about in Psalm 139.
Right.
There is a gracious presence. And David mentioned that. I don't want to ever lose your face. And then in the church, what you preached in chapel yesterday, the glory in the church, the glorious presence of the Lord that we need to be manifesting in our lives as members of this temple
that God is building.
And that glory is to be born up in us. But the presence of the Lord, meditate on that today. He is with me. His glory is there, and his face is there to be my helper and to be that which would direct me. And as a believer, we see in Deuteronomy 31, we saw that, I will be with you.
Yes.
I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will be with you. You know what? If a person is never walking by faith, he really doesn't care. Is God with me? Not acknowledging it, like the Israelites in Ezekiel chapter 8.
I mean, that's really when we live lonely lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
Empty lives.
That's where the emptiness comes from, not from being physically alone. It's from being of a mindset that God isn't there, and if he were there, he doesn't care.
I hope every listener listening will take time to meditate, as Doc has encouraged us this morning to do, in the Word of God, and not just in the Word of God, but in the God of the Word. Our desire for you is that you would be the kind of leader in your life, in your home, and as God gives you greater and greater opportunity, that the presence of God's power and the presence of God's Word and the presence of God Himself would be the source of your courage. Until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.